And we have multiple reports of Ukrainian fighter jets doing what we call shadowing civilian aircraft. And the way that works is, in fact, I'll read from the translation, unverified, but we have enough Russians who can verify this for me. The following happened just a short while ago. There was a regular passenger plane, civilian plane, flying over Slavonsk. A Ukrainian fighter plane hid behind the passenger plane, then dove below it, dropped its bombs on Slavonsk, and then rose to hide behind the passenger plane again. And she goes on to say, that means it's provocation. And of course, it is provocation. And what you want now is you want boneheads, drunken boneheads, to obviously shoot at these fighter planes. But of course, you know, even the boneheads aren't that stupid, because they know, yeah, you might kill people and we don't want to do this. Now, here's where it gets interesting. What if I told you that there was an exercise involved around the event that happened on Thursday before it that actually points to how this went down, a military NATO exercise? Don't you hate it when that happens?
I would say this is the Adam Curry I found an exercise segment of the show. Yes.
I would like you to go to newfip.noagendanotes.com. Newfip is NEWFIP. November Echo Whiskey Foxtrot India Papa.
Hold on a second. I got to get a browser working.
Yeah, get a browser.
NEWFIP. FIP.
Dot.
Noagendanotes.com. Notes.com. This is why people pay to listen to this show.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cannot find the server at curry.com.
No, it should be noagendanotes.com.
That's what I typed in, but this is what came up as the error message. Try it again.
Let me see. New FIPs. New FIP.
New FIP. Okay, I got that.
Noagendanotes.com. And I get the document.
Notes.com. Agendanotes.com. Oh, there it is. Okay.
It says New FIP document by Adam Curry. And in there's a PDF.
I'm looking.
And you click on the PDF. And this is in German. Now, luckily, I happen to be able to read some German.
I can read some German, too.
This is mögliche Störungen der Flugsicherung durch militärische Manöver. And what this relates to, John, is the outages of radar on two occasions in Europe. We talked about this on the show.
Oh, right. We talked about this. This is when there was kind of a phony scandal.
It actually happened twice. We had it once on, let me go to my notes here. Here we go. June 5th and again on June 10th. It only affected aircraft really above flight level 250. And there's, you know, about a little bit higher than 7 kilometers. So let's just say this really works well at altitude, certainly 32,000 feet and above. Now, if you look at the reports of, and this German report is an official Bundes document, not all planes were affected. For some planes, mode A failed. For some, mode C failed. And the source of the problem was identified at the time as to possibly planes, but certainly ground receivers. The source was not identified. And primary radar was not affected, only transponders. Now, if you look at this document, and I will translate a portion of it, this is regarding the new FIP exercises on between June 2nd and June 6th. So the same period. A new FIP stands for NATO Electronic Warfare Force Integration Period. Electronic warfare is this kind of stuff. I'm translating mit der Übung new FIP. The new FIP exercise serves to train methods of electronic warfare. The exercise was conducted in the area of Kecskemét, this is all Hungary, between June 2nd and June 6th. Participants were the 59th Fighter of Zsenguryi, 12, the Anti-Aircraft Missile Regiment of Arabona, Air Combat Control, and the 54th Radar Unit Vesprin. And essentially what this document says is, this is exactly the type of exercise they were participating in, was jamming radar and spoofing radar signals. And then maybe something went out of control, maybe someone turned the music up a little too loud, but on the 9th and the 10th, we actually saw civilian aircraft radar as transponders disappearing from radar, which is now pretty much conclusive. We can take that right back to these exercises, June 5th, certainly June 9th, possibly, because the exercise took place between the 2nd and 6th of June. And this is specifically this tactic. Fly within 4 kilometers behind a civilian aircraft. They drilled for this, John. Jam the radar, and then you make the mill mode available. So it looks like you are either a NATO aircraft or a Ukrainian aircraft or any aircraft you want on the military mode. I believe that either NATO, that would be easy, but it doesn't really matter who. It's not going to be the Germans or anything like that. Probably Ukrainian, maybe some of the F-18s that we got in Poland, whoever it was. And you don't need a lot of power. Went up there, shadowed this Malaysian aircraft. It was all intentional. They jammed the Mode A, Mode C transponder, broadcasted their Mode MIL transponder code, just sit back 4 kilometers and then just wait for the target lock, wait for the plane to be lit up by the secondary radar. You're done. That's what I think the likely scenario is.
Wow, that's a good one.
And it fits in with this training. It fits in with
with a lot of the conspiracies about the Ukrainian jets shooting it down.
Yes, yes.
But that wouldn't be as a good a
that wouldn't be. It would be kind of far fetched if they hadn't trained for exactly these scenarios a month ago, and we had the radar blips.
Right.
So these drunken boneheads on the ground, they had a confirmed target. They had a confirmed Mode MIL target, and they were spoofed. And so, yes, they intended to shoot something out of the sky. No, they were not drunk and like, whatever. They got spoofed. And by the way, in a sophisticated manner, well done, well played. So, you know, who did this is kind of irrelevant. It all goes back essentially to Hillary Clinton, the Kagans, the people from Yale, the neocons, John
Very
Kerry.
Well, you know, great analysis. Again, of course, only our show does these. Thank and you. Comes up with this sort
Thank
of
you.
Thing.
Thank you.
I knew there'd be something like this, though. It had to be.
Yeah. Well, when I found, and it was sent to me, of course, when I got the German document, when I, you know, and when I was able to connect that to the outages on radar, and then I talked to some, you know, I've talked to a number of people over the past couple of days, but certainly a lot yesterday. And they said, you know, yeah, this is what they trained for. This is the way it would have been done. And, you know, guys who are sitting in these, and actually you need not just two guys, you know, there could be 13 people involved in an SA-11 with all the illumination radars, etc. These are not a bunch of drunken boneheads, okay? It's just bullshit. But this was a good one. This was well done, and it was well executed. The target was carefully chosen by a country that has no army. Oh, here come the Dutch. Wait a minute. We got to find the bullet. You know, it's like the Dutch are not going to invade anybody. And the Dutch are so mind controlled. So I hate to say it. All they can do is, you know, change their icons on Facebook and Twitter and talk about the bodies and nothing else. And the government is not going to do anything because they're deathly afraid of Putin.
Right. And Malaysian Airlines is not a NATO plane.
No, thank you very much.
So you don't need it. NATO can't.
No Americans on the flight. Europeans on the flight, perfectly chosen, could not be. Oh,
and Malaysians already known as a bonehead operation from the missing
yes.
plane.
This was a directly targeted, perfectly targeted, well executed false flag. This is a real one. And oh, by the way, I thought it was disgusting, but I have to give the president props.
Let me close by making one additional comment. On board Malaysian Airlines flight MH17, there were apparently nearly 100 researchers and advocates traveling to an international conference in Australia dedicated to combating AIDS.
As you know, Putin hates gays.
Yeah, that was
disgusting.
Even though